stop waiting around for a perfect follower number to start making money on Instagram. All you have to do is start pitching to brands today. Slide into their emails, slide into their DMs. It doesn't matter, but whatever you do, don't waste time anymore.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. And today we are talking about one of my favorite topics on the planet, and that is pitching. Specifically, with pitching brands so you can get paid to post content online. This could be on your website, on your blog, on Instagram, which is usually the most popular place that paid content is happening. So if you don't know, I'm Julie Solomon, and I have a 15-year background in PR and marketing. And before I had this podcast, and before I was an online coach, and before I taught women how to build and scale more impact and influence into their business and their lives, I was a publicist. And I have been pitching since 2005. Very, very, very long time. And my first program that ever came out, called Pitch It Perfect, it came out in 2016, was really the catalyst for what I do now. And why that is so important to me and why I'm still so passionate about Pitch It Perfect and I still teach the classes today is that I am so passionate about the art form and really the goodness that is pitching, that is putting yourself out there, that is knowing the right way to ask for what you want, to get what you want, and then for people to happily pay you for that. I am an expert in pitching. I've been doing it for a long time, and I've taught thousands of other content creators, entrepreneurs, leaders, experts, how to pitch and how to make money from it. It's not just about putting yourself out there, but how do you actually make money by pitching yourself, your thoughts, your ideas, your content, your platform. I'm really, really good at it. And I love to teach it, which is why I do it. And today I want to talk about some changes that have kind of come to fruition over the years. You know, the way that we would land brand deals and work with brands in 2016 is different in the way that we do it now. And with that changes some of the things that we need to focus on when it comes to pitching. Now, I do want to say that when it does come to pitching, and at least my methodology that I have, which is called the pitch profit methodology, the method always stays the same. It doesn't matter if a new platform comes and goes. It doesn't matter if Facebook makes a ton of updates. It doesn't matter if the Instagram algorithm changes. The foundation of pitching, the way that I teach it and the method that I teach always remains the same because it is foundational. What needs to change a lot of times is your approach and what it is that you're actually focusing on. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I want to start this by saying that if you want to get paid to post on Instagram, stop trying to grow your followers. Right? I'm going to say that again. If you want to get paid to post on Instagram, stop trying to grow your followers. Now, I know that that probably sounds crazy to you, but hear me out. Because here is the truth. Having a small following is amazing for landing brand deals. Well, how do I know that? Well, I've seen it firsthand. It happened in my own business, in my own journey. And I've been able to help over 4,000 other people just like you do this with a small following. That's what I teach every single month. And I have been able to help people make thousands of dollars a month by pitching themselves to post on Instagram. And that's why I want to share this strategy, this idea with you, because I think it's going to help you get paid a lot faster and a lot easier. So the truth is, having a small following is amazing for landing brand deals. And here's why. It is actually easier to land a brand deal when you have a smaller following, because companies, these brands, they don't have to pay a massive amount of money to you for just one collaboration. And in fact, it's always easier for you to land bigger brand deals once you've already closed 10, 20, 30 smaller brand deals with confidence and with the right strategy in place. No one wants to be that person who goes out trying to pitch a brand deal, whether or not they have a large following or small following, when they've never closed a deal in the first place. I mean, it actually makes me nervous just thinking about people doing that. In fact, most people make the mistake of thinking that they need a large following in order to land brand deals. And maybe you've thought that too. And maybe it's actually kept you from not doing it, right? People just wait around and wait around and wait around for that magical day for them to have this large follower number, whatever that number is that they're telling themselves that they need to have. And the downside to this and the mistake here is that they never get started. They never actually learn how to do it the right way when they have a smaller following, and then they lose out on so much money in the process of growing. Now, I don't have to tell you that the most successful people that I know getting paid to post on Instagram consistently are typically the ones with smaller followings. And as I mentioned before, that is exactly how I started landing brand deals when I first started. You know, I had that revelation. It completely changed my life. I was able to consistently pitch and secure $5,000 a month in brand deals when I had less than 5,000, 7,000 followers. Not only that, I have a ton of students inside my Pitch It Perfect program that have 500 followers, 800 followers. We have a student that had 350 followers and was able to pitch and land a brand deal and actually make money. So I want you to hear it from me, and I want this to get ingrained in your head. You do not need to have some massive follower number to land brand deals at all. But the key, and this is important, and this is where the knowing the right method of how to pitch comes in place. The key here is that you have to know when to send brand your pitch, where to send it, right? Whether that's through an email, DMs, Twitter, LinkedIn. You have to make sure that you're pitching brands every day with your ideas so you can land those brand deals. It really is just a numbers game. It's volume. So obviously, the more that you pitch, the more deals that you're going to land versus not pitching at all and not landing any deals, right? You can't land a deal unless you pitch it and land it. So the only way to land a deal is to start pitching and pitching a lot. And I think that that is the big mistake that I'm also seeing a lot of people make, is that not only are they waiting for this perfect day to have this perfect follower number, but then they're actually limiting themselves because they don't learn the right way to do it. So they're also just kind of waiting for this day to, I don't know, it's just going to happen to them, or maybe they think the brands are going to come to them. They're not putting themselves out there. They're not pitching themselves. And that's why they're not landing any brand deals and making any money. But when you actually start to pitch brands every day, that way you know exactly what to say in your pitch, who you're saying it to, why you're saying it. And then you can also figure out through your strategies and through doing it, what to leave out in pitches, what doesn't work when you pitch.
Just popping in real quick to let you know about a new training that I have that gives you the 3 steps to grow your following and land 10K brand deals in just 30 days, especially if you have a small following and no more time for content creation. Now, this class is perfect for you if you are ready to really build out a clear and concise content strategy that helps you grow, if you're ready to grow your following by creating engaging content so you can attract the brands that are willing to pay you, if you're ready to land paid brand deals from the content that you're creating so you can diversify your revenue streams, and of course, make content creation and content strategy your full-time career so you can have more freedom in your work and flexibility in your schedule. Now, this class comes packed with a ton of strategies as well as some free bonuses that you will not want to miss. So head on over to pitchitperfect.net/masterclass to join. There are multiple times available so you can make any time work for you no matter where you are. Again, that's pitchitperfect.net/masterclass to get all the details.
So a quick little recap to this first little point here that I'm trying to make is to stop waiting around for a perfect follower number to start making money on Instagram. All you have to do is start pitching to brands today. slide into their emails, slide into their DMs. It doesn't matter. But whatever you do, don't waste time anymore. The following that you have today is more than enough. So you just have to start pitching now. Now, here's the other thing that comes up a lot that I want to share now in this new age of influencer marketing and trying to make money on Instagram. And I hear it all the time. People come to me and they say, Julie, I want to make money posting on Instagram, but I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I feel awkward reaching out to brands and pitching myself because I don't know how to get started. And for some people, they may think that it's off-putting if they reached out and pitched a brand. Some people feel like they don't want to sound, you know, desperate or sleazy or salesy. Some people think that they're going to be bothering brands, or some people think, and this is the big one at all, like, oh no, what if they don't respond? What if I have to hear the word no, right? But here's the thing. You don't ever learn the right way to connect with brands if you don't connect with them. And by never trying, it's actually keeping you from being able to do the work to learn how to do it the right way and to actually work and get paid to post on Instagram. So if you've ever experienced this internal challenge where you're actually keeping yourself stuck and holding yourself back, you're not alone. This happens all the time. This is why my program Pitch It Perfect exists, because this is what I help people do every single day. And here is something that I want you, and it's, this is like a perspective shift for you that I want you to understand, because if you're someone that's like, I don't know how to pitch, or I can't pitch, or I haven't learned, or I don't think I'm ready, or I don't know what to say, I want you to realize that right now in your life, in your day-to-day, in your work, the truth is that you are pitching all the time, whether you realize it or not. Therefore, there's no reason to be afraid of it. Just think about it. You're always pitching something. Think about the emails that you write, the conversations that you have at work or even with friends, when you're working on content, when you're thinking of something new, any piece of writing that you do, all you're doing is pitching people on ideas, actions, and values that you desire them to take. And frankly, if we're being honest, we're always pitching in our personal lives too. I mean, just think about it. You're pitching your friends and your family, your husband and your wife on what to eat for dinner or what movie to go see or what to do on the weekends or, you know, what hotel to stay at when you go travel. You're pitching them on what you want and your perspectives and your ideas that you want them to get on board with. So make no mistake, you are always pitching something. You've probably been pitching for a really long time. You just didn't realize that you were pitching. And that's why pitching is so important in life. So a quick little recap, if this is true, that we're always pitching and we want to start doing it to make money, then we should probably make sure that we're doing it the right way. Because the sooner that you learn how to pitch the right way, the better that you get at landing brand deals and the faster that you make money by posting on Instagram or Facebook or your blog. It's really that simple. We're all pitching all the time. Sales and pitching and marketing, it is part of our lives. It is like the air we breathe. No matter what you do, you are always pitching something. And as I mentioned, I've spent the last 15 plus years of my life researching and educating people about these two obsessions in my life, pitching and impact. They're one and the same. They go hand in hand. They're like sisters. And here's the thing. Pitching is not some kind of mysterious thing that we do to manipulate people. It's not about tricking people. It's actually more magical and magnificent than that. So whether you're someone who's trying to make more money, which I know that most of you are, or whether you're a content creator that's trying to convince a brand to finally pay you to collaborate, or whether you are a leader or an expert trying to persuade your customers, your clients, your followers to work with you, I show you how to do that. And my approach is built on science. It's built on my research. It's built on how our brains work. It's built on psychology. And I think a lot of people approach pitching in this kind of wrong way, which I know that we've already chatted about a little bit today. And I've spent years researching through countless students that I've worked with on a whole set of pitches to see what is effective and what is not effective. And if you look at the research, it is overwhelming. I'm going to share a bit of that with you now. The pitches that are the most effective, they invite the other side in as a collaborator, period. Now, inside Pitch It Perfect and with my method, I call this the shine structure. So basically, it goes like this. In your pitch, you take the shine off you and you put the shine on them. You take the focus off of yourself and you put the focus on them. Now, there's a lot of research on this. And people who use the shine structure that I teach, they have actually been able to make 70% more money from their pitches because not only are they able to land more deals, but they're able to negotiate for more money. And once you really learn this method, you see the difference in real time by testing it out and by actually pitching yourself. So if you think about sales and pitching and influence in this new, fresh way, you can actually be extraordinarily effective and do something really important for the world and for other people and for these brands and ultimately for yourself. And that is why I am so passionate about teaching this. And I'm so passionate about sharing new updates, new challenges, new trends, new mistakes that I see happening all of the time. And so with that said, I want to walk you through a few key components when it comes to pitching to help you start using some of the things I've talked about today in real time. Now, obviously, I can't teach on one podcast episode what I've spent 15 plus years researching and, you know, really advancing to a higher level, but I do want to give you some takeaway that you can start running with now. And most importantly, and I can't say it enough, I just want you to start pitching. I just want you to start testing it out. I just want you to start trying. If you want help, you can come inside Pitch It Perfect. I have over 35 templates that I just hand to you right when you join the program. You can get through the program in 3 hours. I answer questions weekly. I mean, it is an amazing program if you want it done for you faster. But if you're not there yet, that's okay too. I just want to give you everything that I can during this podcast episode to set you up for success so you at least have the confidence and the clarity that you need to just get started. So the first thing that I talked about was that shine structure. And I want to kind of go through it a little bit more. So when it comes to the shine structure, it really has to do with mastering that idea of putting the focus on the other person. What is it that they want? What is it that they need? And how can you be a solution provider for that? Those are the three questions that you have to answer in order to pitch effectively. Now, sometimes you're going to find that answer by pitching. Other times you can find that answer by researching. And we talk a lot about researching inside Pitch It Perfect and how to research and the most effective and quickest ways to research. It's all in the first module that we go through. But it's either one of those two things. You get the answers to those three questions either by just pitching and getting the feedback and learning from your nose or by researching before you pitch. So that's the biggest takeaway with that. It's what do they want, what do they need, and how can you be the solution provider for that? Now, the other thing that I think is very important in utilizing is really making sure that your pitch is as personal and as compelling as possible. No one has time, nor do they have the desire to read a novel. You need to make sure that you are getting your pitch across in 5 sentences or less, and that you are showing, not telling. People want to see in real time how you can be that solution provider. How are you going to help them reach their goal? You, of course, need to know what their goal is to help them reach that. But for a brand, it can be different. Do they want to sell product? Do they want to build awareness? Are they trying to grow more engagement on social media platforms? Whatever that may be, it is your job to figure out what that is and to make sure that your pitch to them is super compelling and that you're showing them, not just telling them, how you're able to do that. So what are the past collaborations that you have that you could show them? What are some data that you have that you can show them? If you've never had a collaboration before, No worries. What are past pieces of content that you could show them that directly relate to what their goal is? So I'll give you an example. Let's say that I've never had a collaboration before, but I am pitching a beauty brand and I'm wanting to work with them. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show them content that I have created in the past using beauty products that may be similar to theirs. So from that, I can take that piece of content and I can say, this is what I've done in the past. This is the engagement that I got. These are the hits that I got. These are the views that I got. This is the feedback. And this is how much my audience connected to this piece of content. So there's always a way that you can make it work. And I think a lot of times people feel like, well, I can't do this because I've never done it before. But that's like saying, I can't start working because I've never worked, or, you know, I can't get started because I've never started, or, you know, I can't run because I've never ran. I can't drive because I've never driven. Like, that gets you nowhere. So you have to start somewhere. We all have to start somewhere. So I want to make sure that you start from that place. What do you have that you could show? What is there that you can make possible? And go from there.
My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers. And you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Now, the next thing that I want to talk about a little bit, and this just goes from the experience that I've seen, because experience shows that these brands that we connect to, they want to feel seen. They want to feel heard and acknowledged, and it's your job to make that happen. Now, how we do that is the shine structure, which I mentioned before. It's using your content to shine on them instead of making it all about you. When you send a pitch out, no one wants to hear about you. They want to hear about themselves. And that's just how the world works. Nobody is thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves. So when you go to pitch a brand, they don't want to hear about how amazing you think you are. They want to hear about how amazing you think they are. And experience shows that when you do this, your responses are tenfold higher than when you don't do this. Now, the one thing that I really encourage all of my students to do when we teach this is researching the brands that you're pitching. Just messaging them once on Instagram is not doing research, just sending one generic pitch and never following up is not doing research. Sending them over some random information without really knowing about their company or what their goals are is not doing your research. Now, inside my Pitch Profit methodology in Pitch It Perfect, I teach what is called the research roadmap. And this is how it works. I'm going to give you an overview. So essentially, it's a search method that I teach that you can use on any platform, Google, LinkedIn, any social media site, Pinterest, et cetera. And what you basically do is that you search for really specific things on press releases, the brand's websites, on their social media pages. You search for certain keywords, or you even search for certain people that they've collaborated with in the past. So you understand their audience and their goals and what type of content creator they typically work with before you're even reaching out to them. So when you go to pitch them, you are really setting up yourself for success. And this cuts time down in half, because if you do your research properly and the right way, what you're going to find is that there may be brands that you're just not the right fit for today. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that you can't be a good fit for them in the future, but why waste your time pitching them if you're not the right fit? And you can figure out a lot of that during the research stage, especially if you have a proper research roadmap in place. Now, if you're like me, you probably love how easily and quickly a roadmap can help you figure out the right way to do things fast. And that's just why I teach in this way. It's the way that my brain works. I'm very process driven and very done for you and step-by-step driven. And that's really where the results come from with working with me and with learning how to pitch the right way. It doesn't come from my personality. It doesn't come from the fact that I was a publicist for 15 years. Now, that allowed me to really learn this. And that's why I'm really one of the best at teaching this. And that's why my program has been around for so long. We are the top at what we do. I love to say that Pitch It Perfect is often imitated, but never duplicated. It's the best. And the reason why is because my process is the best. It has nothing to do with me. It doesn't mean I'm the best. I have nothing to do with it. It is my process, and it is the way that I teach it. And it is the foundational steps in which I teach that make it the best. And also, I have to say, we have the best community, because we call in and we really, you know, reach out to people who want to support other people. They're not in it for themselves. They answer questions. And then, of course, I'm here to support you along the way. But I just want you, and I think that's important, that whether you learn how to pitch from me, or you learn it from somebody else, or you just want to go at it by yourself and like white knuckle it, which I'm cool with too, I just want you to remember that it's important to understand that it's not about emulating someone's personality or background or expertise or whatever it is that you may think about them. It's about making sure that you find the person that actually knows what the heck they're talking about and can walk the walk, not just talk the talk, and has the process that is repeatable, that is results driven, that is proven, and that is scalable, because that's how you're going to get to what you want quicker and faster than before. So that is my little coaching, my little soapbox for you, because at the end of the day, I just want you to succeed. I just want you to get what you want. It doesn't have to be from me. It doesn't have to be from someone else. It could be from you. I just want to see you make it happen. And I don't want you to keep yourself from getting there anymore. And I don't want you to use the excuse of, I don't have enough followers, or I don't know the right way to do it, because we've covered that today. It's actually better if you don't have a ton of followers, because you're starting from the ground up and you're going to be able to build something incredible and amazing. And if you don't have the right process or the right step-by-step model in place, well, there's a multitude of ways for you to be able to get that. And so with that said, if you're wanting to learn more, I do have Pitch It Perfect is obviously a paid program, because we have all of the strategy and expertise behind a paywall. And that's one of my biggest programs that I have created and that I teach every day and every month. And I love it. But if you are wanting to dive into this a little bit more, just to learn more about the process, right? Like, is this the process that I need? Am I going to be able to actually learn and retain this information in a way that is going to be successful for me? Because people learn in many different ways. I would highly, highly recommend that you go take my free class. It is jam-packed with a ton of very useful information. You get a worksheet and you also get a free pitch template just by joining the class. So you can take that template and you can start to see firsthand if it works for you, how it works for you. We've had a lot of people that, you know, will take that template and start testing out and they see success from that. But most importantly, I just want you to give yourself the permission to see a process that actually works in motion, in real time. I want you to take the process and I want you to be able to apply it to what it is that you do. So if you go to pitchitperfect.net/webinar, you can sign up for that free class. And I want to go ahead and say, because I get these DMs all the time, if you sign up for a time and life happens, right? The dog has to go to the vet. You had to go pick up the kids from school. Your hair started itching and you needed to go take a shower, whatever it is, you can register again. Absolutely. Just go over to pitchitperfect.net/webinar and you can sign up for the free class. There's always at least 3 options a day that you can choose from. And then if you need a different time or you need a different day, just go back to pitchitperfect.net/webinar and pick a different time or day that works for you. The most important thing is that you get into that class to learn these processes and to learn these strategies. You're going to get a free pitch template. You're going to learn some other processes. You're going to learn some other parts of my methodology. I share in this free class, not all, obviously, because it's only 60 minutes, but I share some of the methodology that can support you. And then if you like the process, and if you like my teaching style, and if you want to take this the whole way, I do give you an opportunity at the end of that free class to join Pitch It Perfect with a special savings offer. So you're going to be getting it at a special savings just by joining this free class and being there and giving yourself permission to learn new ideas and learn new strategies. And then if you're ready to actually apply it, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do so with a special savings. So either way, you win. You learn something new, or you learn something new and you join the program and you get it at a special savings. Either way, I'm just happy to have you, because I will be happy to see that you're giving yourself this opportunity to learn something new and to put a proven process in place so you can get what you want, my friend. And that's the stuff for today. That's what we're doing. We are focusing on getting what we want, and I want that for you. And I'm here to support you in any way that I can. I love teaching you here, and I would love to teach you on the class, and I would love to teach you inside a program. So if you're interested, pitchitperfect.net/webinar. I hope that today's episode was insightful. I hope that it allowed you to maybe see some of the perspectives that you may be having right now that are not really serving you, that aren't, they're normal, I think, definitely, because a lot of people have them, but they're not true. And so it is my hope that you've allowed yourself to think about it a little bit differently, give yourself permission to learn the right way to pitch, come learn some new strategies, and then start making some money and start getting that freedom and that success and that exposure and that brand recognition that I know that you are craving, because if you weren't craving it, you wouldn't be here right now listening to the Influencer Podcast with me, your host, Julie Solomon, and your friend. Now, I love to chat with you and to hang out with you on the Instagram. It's my favorite place to be. So if you liked today's episode, if there was anything that you found insightful, anything that just allowed a perspective shift for you, I would love to know what it is. So make sure to tag me at Jules, J-U-L-S, Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N, hashtag the Influencer Podcast. Let me know what you loved most about today's episode, and I will make sure to respond to you and give you some love on my Instagram story. And then I'll see you over in our incredible free class on pitching. All right, friends, same place next week. I'll see you soon.
As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.